Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how we doing?
Doing real well. At the time of this recording, my wedding is 2 weeks away exactly, which is really kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, and it was kind of the inspiration. I was talking about your wedding, and my wife said to me, you guys should do a mix of songs that you shouldn't play at a wedding reception. And I was like, that's brilliant, because I joked with you about like making like the worst mix ever. Like, could we make the worst mixtape ever?
Yeah.
Right. And we're like, would that repel fans? Would that draw some fans in? I don't know. But I feel like with this formula, we've got a winner. The do not play at your wedding reception.
Yeah, exactly. And as you texted me, we really did a great job at putting together a terrible mix.
It's really hard to listen to. So just forwarding that right now, you know, if you're listening on our Spotify feed, you know, Super Awesome Mix with Music, you're probably going to skip a lot of the song selections.
Right.
Or maybe we offend you. Maybe you're like, that's my favorite song. How could that be on this mix? But I think a lot of people are going to be with us. And we know, I'll just say this right now, because my wife was just talking to me about, did you include this song? Did you include that song? And I was like, no, but we still made a really bad mix. And she's like, well, there's more songs that shouldn't be played on top of what you have there. Yeah.
Yes, there's always a volume two waiting in the wings. There's no doubt. But you know what? I'm going to open this up by first asking you a question, Matt. And I just want to know, yes, do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la? Of course. If you are a longtime listener, you know that this song was going to be on Matt's Do Not Play. And it is Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
All right. Let me start off by saying I like Van Morrison. Okay.
Yes.
And there are plenty of great Van Morrison songs. If you want your first dance to be Into the Mystic, I'm with you. If you want to play Moon Dance during the during like the cocktail hour or something, great call. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But please do not play Brown Eyed Girl. Okay. I feel like I've heard it a million times in my lifetime, which probably isn't like actually feasible, but I feel like I've heard it so many times, but especially at wedding receptions. And it's also like the bride's uncle who like knows nothing about her except that she has brown eyes. And so he requests this song.
Right.
And the kids, it's still early enough in the night where the uncle's still there and the flower girls are all hopped up on cake. So they're getting out there and jumping around and dancing. But this is an awful song. Okay. And like Van Morrison's a great artist, but this is a bad song. It's kind of like, look, the Rolling Stones are great, right?
Right.
Does anyone want to hear Start Me Up? No,
no,
they don't. Nobody wants to hear Start Me Up. The Rolling Stones don't want to play it anymore. Okay.
Now it's playing in my head and I'm annoyed. No, I agree with you. This is so overplayed. Oh my gosh. This was a tough one to listen to the whole way. I do have two shout outs. I'm trying to keep some positive light on some of these. Number one, shout out to the writer of the notes of the lyrics to write out all the sha-la-la-la-las and make them accurate. Great job. Love that.
Great job.
Number two, you know, there's not a lot of songs, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, internet, about brown eyed women, right? I feel like you hear a lot about like blue eye, maybe hazel eyes, right? But like, shout out to the brown eyed women out there.
Maybe that's how this became overplayed.
Right.
Because brown eyes aren't like a rarity,
right?
So it's like, yeah, but there's a ton of blue-eyed songs. That's,
you know,
it's a good point.
Maybe that's what it is. They need representation.
Yeah. All right. Your first pick for Do Not Play. And you're going to have to help me out on this one because I'm not totally like disgusted by this song. Like, I don't think this is a bad song, but help me out. Your first pick was Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
All right. Yes. So this was actually picked by my fiance. She was like, this has to go on the do not playlist. And at first I was like, oh, really? Why? You know, I also wouldn't have thought of this as like a top one. And part of it is because the chorus is like, I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I keep singing it. And you're like, oh, that's so sweet. But when you really dive into the lyrics, it's like he has been broken up with for whatever reason. He's lonely. He's trying to win her back. And in fact, I think she's with someone else at this point, because in verse three, he sings, I don't think you're right for him. Think of what it might have mm-hmm. been if we had like been together instead. And so he's like ruminating or reminiscing or a mix of both of like, if only he had done certain things right, then they would still be together. And he's singing and is like being very sorrowful that, oh, we belong together. And like, you're with the wrong guy. So like, maybe this is a good pick if you are the person that is not being currently married and you wish you were in the couple instead of being married and you go and request a song. And now you're going to live in a world of unrequited love. And you're going to be like creepily looking at the bride or the groom during this, you know, song. Maybe then it's a perfect wedding pick, but I think for specifically the bride and groom, not so much. I agree with my fiance, does not work well as a wedding song.
Well, also really hard, like this isn't a song you want to dance to.
No, right, exactly. It's like a dance clearing song. Everyone's just
yeah, it's got kind of an awkward rhythm, right? Like, do I slow dance to this one? What am I doing? Right. Right.
Yeah, it's so, a vibe killer. Yeah,
it is. So I'm with you on that one, right? I had not dug into the lyrics, but you're right. So yes, I do enjoy this song. This was like their first big hit, so mm-hmm. so good on them. And they have a lot of other great songs, but I don't know if there's anything in their catalog that you would say, hey, play this at the wedding reception, right?
Right.
So maybe I'm with you and I'm with her there. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I'm glad I convinced you on that one. Track three is, I'm pretty sure I know the reason why this is on here. And it makes me laugh. I have a thing I need to read about it here in a moment. But the song is Celebration by Kool and the Gang, because of course it is.
Yeah, because, hey, I mean, come on. Like, it's you're there to have fun. So this DJ's like, let me play Celebration by Kool and the Gang. Okay.
Yeah.
They say the word celebrate or celebration 34 times
this
song. And the song is 3.5 minutes long. By the 2 minute mark, you're like, has it been a half hour? Like, how long is this song?
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
There's not much to the lyrics at all here. And yeah, I mean, everybody knows it, but everybody goes through that stretch in life where you go to a bunch of weddings right in a row. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, maybe in your late 20s, early 30s or something like that. And yeah, you're going to hear Celebration, I mean, a ton of times. And at this point, it doesn't make me want to celebrate. It really just kind of shuts things down for me. So
yeah.
I think it will have the opposite effect on your party. So don't play Celebration.
Yeah, I agree completely. And okay, so the internet is sometimes a magical place, especially when it delivers just a wonderful little snippet. And I'm going to share that snippet here. This comes from the Genius page. Like genius.com usually has like a little bio of a song that someone has written. And this human being has summarized it better than I ever could. Okay, so here's the quote. A staple of New Year's Eve parties, wedding receptions, corporate parties, graduations, birthdays, roller rinks, bat mitzvahs, democratic conventions, and just about any social gathering that could lead to dancing. You couldn't escape this song even if you lived under a rock in a cave in Iran your entire life. In fact, when American hostages were returned home from Iran after 444 days of captivity, they were greeted with this song. Even the deaf have heard it at least once. So, you know, that's just a gem of a description. And I think they
that
nailed
is great.
Yeah,
that is
they
great.
Nailed it.
Yes.
I got nothing more to add than that.
Even at my kid's birthday party last year, Chuck E. Cheese played it like 3 times while we were there.
It's too much. Yeah.
It's too much. Okay. Another one that I'm going to need a little explaining on. Okay. Track four, your second pick. You pick Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Okay. So this one was one that I surprised myself with because I was like, yeah, like what a cute song. And it's so happy and it's got a great music video and it's been used a lot on the internet. And it's like, yeah, like I want to marry you. And I mean, shout out to Bruno Mars. What a catchy song. It just has a happy vibe. But it's the lyrics where it kind of starts to fall down a little bit because it's basically a drunk dude who's in Vegas, who's just kind of bored and looking for something to do. And he's like, I just kind of want to marry you. You know, let's do something dumb tonight. And, you know, like the lines of like, who cares if we're trashed? We got a pocket full of cash. And then later, if we wake up, and this is the one where I think it really falls down in terms of like a song appropriate to reception. So he sings, if we wake up and you want to break up, that's cool. No, I won't blame you. It was fun, girl. And, you know, maybe not the vibe you want to put out. You know, I don't want my fiance getting any kind of like subconscious messaging of like, yeah, if you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh shit, Samer, this is a terrible idea. You know?
Yeah. You don't want to plant that seed in her head, like as you're running to the limo at the end of the night. Right. And everyone's right. Like, yeah, I think I'm married and we're listening to Bruno Mars. And it's like, no, that is not what's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I made the list. I think the lyrics have like make it fall down a little bit.
Fair enough. Yeah. And good call out of some misunderstood lyrics too, because this, you're right. There's been so many like videos and stuff that have used this song to, you know, celebrate marriage and celebrate weddings. And it's like, that's not the right context at all for something like this. So it's a good one. Yeah.
Which is a perfect segue for a number of our songs really coming up here. Your next one, Mambo number 5, in the 5th position on our track too, by Louis Vega.
The great Lou Bega hitting the top 5 once again. This one of Mambo number 5. All right. So just fundamentally, this song isn't very good. I'm just going to go out and say it. It's an earworm.
Yes.
And it's a celebration of all the women Lou Bega wants to hook up with.
Right.
And this isn't the idea you want to plant in your bride's head, right? Like that, hey, this guy used to get around. Like, what are we saying by playing this song at the wedding reception, right? It's not a good song for a couple to listen to together, right? Definitely, if you have to listen to this song, it's either ironic or you're like a single guy trying to pump yourself up or something. I don't know. But those are the only two acceptable like environments for people to listen to Mambo number 5.
I agree. And you know, there's also got some problematic lyrics in it, as I read through them. I feel like this is very cancelable these days. So he's saying, I do all the fall in love with a girl like you, because you can't run and you can't hide. You and me gonna touch the sky. I feel like don't threaten a woman who's not maybe interested in you, you know? Like,
yeah. Got a long list.
Right.
Why are you singling out one of them and saying she can't run and she can't hide?
Right. Too aggressive, Lou. Too aggressive.
Too aggressive.
Yeah.
Too aggressive. Hey, never forget, you're Lou Bega, okay?
You wrote Mambo number 5.
You wrote Mambo number 5. Plenty of fish in the sea, Lou. Plenty
exactly. of fish.
All right. So speaking of problematic lyrics, track 6 here, not so much for cancel reasons, but just, you know, maybe just give you the creeps reasons. You've got Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Yeah. I mean, this one is one where if you play it, especially if you've got like a millennial and, you know, yeah, I think like a millennial crowd, especially, everyone's going to flip out because they love this song. It got so much radio play. Foster the People's great. Incredible album. I could have added it to our No Skip album recording that we did recently, but I, you know, if you didn't already know, this is a song basically about a school shooting and how all the kids are running away from this guy Robert, I think is his name, who's got pumped up kicks, who's got a shotgun, and they all have their pumped up shoes. You know, it's like a callback to like when you'd like do shoes do that anymore? I'm not even sure. You like fill them with air, you know,
like the Reebok pump, like
right?
That
right.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, so much fun.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea. Probably not.
Probably not.
But yeah.
But yeah, like people are gonna lose their minds because they love the song and it's like got a great nostalgic hit. But just pick almost any other song off of this album, and people are gonna be happy to hear Foster the People. They don't need to hear this song.
Yeah, you're going to be cooler if you go deep track on Foster the People, right?
Agreed.
Because, yeah, you'll spin Pumped Up Kicks and everyone's going to be like, oh, cool song. I like this song. But, yeah, if the lyrics kind of settle in people's minds, it gets a real eerie vibe pretty quickly, I think.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's no good. All right. Track number 7. This was one that I wasn't totally sure on. So you're going to have to explain to me why it's on here, but it's Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Okay. If I've been to a ton of weddings in my lifetime, right? Mm-hmm. And at some point, you're going to be at a wedding where the groomsman may or may not have paid for his date to be there. Okay. And then the DJ is going to play Pour Some Sugar on Me, and something's going to trigger in that young lady related to her day job. Okay. And the 13-year-old nephew is having the time of his life at that point, but everyone else is horrified, including grandma and the bride.
Sure. Right? Okay.
Uh-huh. So just avoid playing Pour Some Sugar on Me, because you don't want that specific incident, okay, to come about at your wedding reception. Okay. It's just a bad idea. All right. It's a song for strip clubs. It's not a song for wedding receptions.
That is a very specific situation that I imagine happens all the time. All the time.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And honestly, the song just made me very uncomfortable. Like, had it been even more explicit, had it just truly just been explicit, I would have been like more okay with it. But the fact that there's like some weirdness around what he's talking about when he says pour some sugar on me, which apparently is like some benign story about like how that he literally wanted sugar in his coffee or tea or something, and then they wrote a whole song on it. It just makes
no
me
way
feel
that's true. No way that's true.
I mean, that's what they're saying. You're right, though. As I say that out loud, you're like, yeah, okay, no. That's like the G-rated version of that story.
That's how they were able to, you know, get that ban from the kids, the Teen Choice Awards rescinded.
Or the kids, that's how they get it on Kids Bops, you know. Like,
yeah,
that's what,
they got the, yeah. Can we do this on Kids Bop? It's about sugar. Somebody call Def Leppard's people. Check on the origin.
Yeah, check on the origin. I love that. You're right. Yeah, no, it makes me very uncomfortable. So I think that that was going to be my guess, but your story also checks out. I like it.
All right. So another inappropriate song to play at a wedding reception. Okay, do not play Escape, parentheses, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, a song we've definitely talked about before in the exact same context of like, you're going to want to play it because it's a Pina Colada song and everyone is going to want to sing, do you like Pina Coladas and Getting Caught in the Rain? And like, from that point of view, if you're okay with that, sure, go nuts, play the song, enjoy yourself. But this is basically like the modern day equivalent of like, you're lying in bed next to your spouse or your partner and you're on Tinder swiping, you know, actively trying to find someone else to hook up with. And then even worse, it's like you end up finding your partner on Tinder as well. And he or she has also been trying to find someone to like hook up with, and you rematch because, you know, you've learned like that you both apparently like Pina Coladas and Getting Caught in the Rain. And then for some weird reason, as we've discussed on the show before, you don't know this about the other person up and he says that he's been with her a really long time and none of this has come up. I find that hard to believe. He's never been at a restaurant and they're like, what would you like to drink, ma'am? And she's like, oh, I'll take a Pina Colada. If she likes them so much, she must be ordering them all the time.
Right. Right. The opening line to this song is, I was tired of my lady.
Right. Right?
Like, just yeah. Right off the bat. Like, but yeah, you laid out the perfect modern equivalent to this song, right?
Right. Yeah.
They're like, on you guys are lying looking, in bed and you right. Match each other on Tinder. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Right. Because this is like, yeah, using, I think, those ads in the newspaper. What were they called? Not wanted
the personal ads.
The personal ads.
Yeah. Personal ads. So it'd be like some personal ads used to be like, hey, I met you on the bus last week. Didn't catch your name, but give me a call.
Right. Like a misconnection, I think is what they
yes, yeah, those. They yeah. would do that, right? Yeah. And in this case, it was like, hey, I want to meet someone new. So I'm going to take out a personal ad in the newspaper to try to meet someone new.
Right.
Yeah. And it had these very specific, which by the way, is no basis for a relationship either.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah. I agree.
Like there's plenty of people I don't like who I probably have a few things in common with.
I mean, I'm talking to one of them right now, you know.
That's a great point. I do a weekly podcast with one of those people. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to track number 9 here. This is a solid pick. I had no questions about why this was on here. And it's Macarena by Los Del Rio.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm not a line dance guy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want the big group line dance at the wedding. Okay. So first and foremost, like, this and anything related to it could probably be left off your wedding reception DJ's list. Okay. But more so, if you translate the lyrics to this one, and we've talked about this one before, this young lady is cheating on a young man with two of his friends while he's like going into the army or something like that, right? So just like we don't want Lou Bega putting it into the bride's head that like he's going to go cheat, right?
Right.
We don't want the opposite to happen either. We don't want the groom sitting there thinking, hey, if I get separated at the reception, she's probably going to go off with two of my groomsmen, right? Like that's right. The last thing we want in the groom's head, right?
Yeah.
And so just leave Macarena alone. It's not a kid's song, even though my kids know it and they play it all the time, right?
Yep.
Not a kid's song, not a wedding song.
I agree. Yeah. Just anything having to do with actively cheating on one another is probably best left for not the reception. You know, I completely agree. But if you want to see everyone, yeah, do like a line dance and a choreographed dance that like I think was probably one of the original kind of like memes in a way, you know. I mean, now there's like TikTok dances every week, you can barely keep up with them, but this was kind of one of those early ones that I think even made like mainstream media, right? Like television and whatever, because it was kind of pre-YouTube.
Yeah, you had the morning news anchors standing up right, and trying to do the Macarena. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's go to Ted with the weather. But first, have you heard about this dance, Susan? The Macarena. Now, I think I've got the moves down here.
It's so painful. Yeah, this is definitely on my do not playlist for sure.
Is real music dying? What even is real music, and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician, and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions, and we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in, and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. Now, I had a feeling this next song might show up on this list. It is I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and probably ban all Black Eyed Peas songs. I think, you know, no disrespect to will.i.am and all of the individual people who make up Black Eyed Peas. And they certainly have had some catchy songs. Like they are masters at pop, despite everyone kind of disliking them universally. They still produce massive hits.
They still hit the top 10. No doubt.
Every time. Exactly. I'm just wondering, do people just angry listen to them? I think, right? Like they must be. There's no other explanation. But this one especially, like for sure, it's like one of those early in the night songs. The DJ is going to want to play it. And like, it's just not a good song. Like, I don't want to hear it. And I think it's also been overplayed at every single party you've ever been to, right? Like, again, early in the night, everyone's singing, I Got a Feeling. And like, they're all like, oh, yeah, tonight's going to be a good night. It's too much. I just can't handle it. It's way too much.
Can't do it. Of course, it's going to be a great night. Okay. You're there with a bunch of friends. There's hopefully free booze, at least free food, right? You know, and you're gonna have a good time. This and it's only slightly better or worse. I don't know where you are in these rankings from their other song, Let's Get It Started, right?
Oh my God. I know.
We could have just done a mashup and made the worst song ever, just putting those back to back.
Yeah,
that one's equally, if not worse. I mean, look, hey, why don't you play a little Fergalicious? Maybe to get the crowd started.
Yeah,
I think
that's
you can get into
one.
That or Clumsy.
Right.
Right.
There's a couple good Fergie songs. Fergie. Yeah.
You could throw some
like,
Fergie
that's a good
in there.
One. Yeah, yes. Exactly. I completely agree.
Please leave out the Black Eyed Peas and especially this song. Like, just go to like Boom Boom Pow. At least we don't hear that one 9,000 times.
Also a good one. Yeah, I like it. All right. This next one just had me, I mean, just killed me. I mean, I don't even know why this song exists full stop, much less why it would ever be played at a reception or anywhere in any context. It should just not be played. And it is Stroken by Clarence Carter.
So I'm guessing you've never heard this song before.
I had never heard this song and I was horrified at it.
It's horrible. Yeah. So it's a funny song to listen to, right? So the first time I came across this, like I was cracking up. I was like, this is amazing. But let me just tell you, okay, the scenario I laid out for Pour Some Sugar on Me earlier didn't quite happen that way, okay, at a wedding I was at. This 100% happened at a wedding I was at, okay? Groomsman decided to request them to play Strokin' by Clarence Carter and then sure. proceeded to do a whole lip sync routine to the song Strokin' by Clarence Carter. No. It is not like you want to talk about earlier how like Pour Some Sugar on Me's got some innuendo. Like a lot of the songs we've heard today, it's like, yeah, they're kind of insinuating something. Okay. He right. flat out asks. He doesn't even sing it, right? Clarence Carter is just like, when was the last time you made love? Right? He just comes on to ask it. It just right. the whole song's about lovemaking.
In various places, yes. Yeah.
In various places. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like the backseat of a VW.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then the police came to me, shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking.
There's no shame with Clarence Carter, okay? But let me tell you, when this groomsman went through his whole lip sync routine, I was kind of looking around like, is this really happening? And like a few of the groomsmen were like cracking up. This must be like some old college bit that he used to do.
Right.
Right? Everybody else at the reception was like, why is this song playing? What is happening yeah. right now? Why is this at a wedding right now?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, unless everyone's in on the joke, don't play the song.
Yeah. If your wedding reception is just like, you know, you've known your partner since like college and all, the only people there are your college friends. There's no parents or anything, right. grandparents. Yeah. Go for it, I guess. Inside joke. But yeah, don't do this at a reception with like 200 people there.
No.
Bad idea. All right, let's bring it home. And I had forgotten about this one until it showed up here. Okay, it is hashtag selfie by the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, this is another one that came at the request of my fiance. She's like, nothing by the Chainsmokers, please. She does not
nothing by the Chainsmokers.
Nothing by the Chainsmokers. She's kind of creeped out by them, which I don't blame her for. They're kind of creepy dudes. but this song in particular, I feel like what song by the Chainsmokers, like, would you just really never want played? Because, like, I bet I could get her to agree to play Closer, because, like, that was a great song. I loved that one.
Yeah.
You know, some nice nostalgia in there. People are going to enjoy it, at least part of it. But this song is just, I mean, like, the first time I heard it, I legitimately thought it was a joke that someone had made this song. I thought, like, there's no way this is actually like a song that someone's created. And I understand that, like, that's really what they were going for. But still, it's really painful. I would probably only want to hear like 15 seconds of this song. Like, maybe just the clip of like, first, let me take a selfie. And we'd all be like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. But I don't want any other part of the rest of like 3.5 minutes of this song, because it's not great.
Yeah. And like the Chainsmokers now, it's like I forgot they did this song. Right.
Right.
Like
yes.
I've remembered this song when you played it, but it's almost like, have you seen the movie Once Bitten? Have you ever heard of the movie Once Bitten?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's from 1985. No one's ever seen it. Right. sure. But it's a ridiculous plot. It's an awful movie, but it stars a really young Jim Carrey and it's his first like role. And at that point, he's not like, this is an artistic endeavor. He just wants mm-hmm. a job. Right.
Right. Right.
And that's what it felt like with this song, that I'm like, maybe this was just a situation where the Chainsmokers just needed to pay some rent. And it's like, all right, we could crank out this hashtag selfie song. So like, hey, let's not hold it against them. Just like, hey, we don't hold Once Bitten against Jim Carrey. Right. Like, look at all the great work he's done since then.
I like that.
Same thing here. Chainsmokers. Yeah. It's like, maybe I want to just believe they just did it to like pay the rent and that this isn't really like they kind of right. hate. That this exists with their name on it, but it's awful.
It is. I'm sure that they do. They might have actually said that they never really planned for this to be like the way that it was. So
I didn't realize this was them, right? Like this started right. playing and I was like, oh, this song, this is unlistenable. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the Chainsmokers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Oh, great job on this mix. This is definitely one I will not be going back to play.
But hey, this is a public service to the people, okay? Because, I mean, there's a lot of weddings going on this summer, and there's probably some debates over what should and should you not play at the wedding reception. And so I think we did a lot of good today, you know?
I agree. Yeah, this was helpful.
Okay. So here's the deal. Sammer's got to go get married. All right. So we're going to take a couple of weeks off from the show. We're going to run some best of for a couple of weeks. And then we're going to be right back at it with another super awesome mix for your collection. Follow us, everything at Super Awesome Mix on Instagram and, of course, on YouTube as well. So enjoy the hottest part of the summer. Okay. Cool off with listening back at all of our super awesome mixes. Leave us a 5-star review. We'll get to work on more. And so for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.